I am Diego Sánchez de la Barquera, one of the co-directors of Nube.
And I am Cristina Redondo, from Mexico, the other director of Nube.
How did you start your career in animation?
For me, I am from a small city in Mexico, and I didn't study properly animation because at that time there were no schools of animation. But eventually I started to work by myself. I always draw all my life. And eventually I got into some courses of animation, and I started to make my own films, and that's the way I got into animation.
So I am from Mexico City, which is the biggest city in the country, but there weren't animation schools there at the time either. So what I did was graphic design school, but I always had interest in animation, so I was doing motion graphics, and then I started. I was drawing as well before, but then I lost my drawing skills because I started to do motion graphics. But then, little by little, I realized that I was getting closer to actual character animation. So I went to Gobelin in Paris, where I met Christian. And that's how I ended up here in this world of animation.
How did the idea for the short film Nube come about?
So the idea started at Gobelin. So there was a very little concept about a cloud that didn't want to rain, but it wasn't strong enough. So we were talking about our life experiences, and then we realized that we went through similar experiences with grief and the loss of a family member. And that's how we knew that it was a topic that we wanted to talk about during the short film.
Yeah, that was a specific period when we needed to make a film because of the context we were living in the school. And we were sure that we wanted to make something that was honest and full of heart. So we had this situation, this common situation of loss and grief, and we took that to make big this first idea of a cloud that didn't want to rain.
How did you create the stylized look of the short?
Well, I will speak about that because it was my part to make the art direction. So, well, actually we both worked on trying to find the style and the designs of the characters. But at some point, even if we had a lot of references to pick and to try to build a proper style, time was like a challenge. We needed to solve things very quickly. So eventually we ended up just doing what we used to do normally. So I had my own way of working with some brushes that I made and stuff. And at the moment that we needed to solve things like the color script, for example, I used what I had in hand, and Diego did what he had in hand. And suddenly we had a style that was new, that it was not either his style or mine, but that was something that appeared by itself.
So it was very nice to have something that I feel is very unique to the film, and that it's not based, because as Christian said, we had a lot of references, but it looks like nothing like the references. It became its own thing. And regarding the characters, it was difficult because we had art references but not character references, because there are not that many cloud characters, so it was a bit challenging, but we wanted to keep them as cloud-like as possible, as simple as possible. So that was the mindset.
Yes. Actually, just to speak about the characters, the final design appeared in the animation process. Through the animation test, we found the style that could work better for the moving image.
How did you manage to make the sky interesting, considering that it is essentially a huge empty space? How was the color palette defined?
So I think there's two ways to answer this question. Like, the first one is through the storyboard. It was kind of difficult to find interesting angles because it's empty. It's not that it's flat, it's empty. So to find angles that were interesting, and sometimes we wanted to see the ground level and the clouds at the same time, or to have like nice compositions, it was challenging. But then what happened with the colors was magic, and that was Christian.
But it was something that again appeared by itself, kinda, because we needed to solve the stuff that we needed to solve at that moment. And we wanted things to be very simple. That's our way of thinking, that because there was the sky, it was going to be easy, and there were clouds, it was going to be easy too. And I started to work with the colors in a very simple way, just flats and stuff. But we had a professor, a person that helped us to make the colors better. And he told me, hey, maybe you can render this much better, in a much better way. So I tried, I never did that before, and the work was enhanced in a very nice way.
And also for the colors, the decision taking was that we knew that we were going to start in the afternoon, and then during the night, and then ending on the noon the next day. So we knew it was linear. So we worked on that, and then to keep key moments of the story during key moments of the day as well.
And one nice thing, just to end up this sky thing, is that I was looking a lot at the sky to look for references. And it was funny that the sky always is tricky. The sky does what he wants, like it does what it wants. And so you can work with a big range of colors. You can have yellow, like very warm colors, very cold ones. You have pink, you have rays that I don't know how they are made, but it's very nice.
How did you create the music?
The music was great. We met Thibaut Coat, who was the composer, and he really understood the concept. We gave him a lot of references regarding the type of instruments. We wanted something that was inspired maybe by wind, even if it did. In the end, it's not exactly that, but we thought that the wind would be something interesting because this is music made like for the cloud world, so it's not for the humans, it's set for the clouds. And we were giving also like visual representation, like because we work with images, so it was our way to actually communicate what we were thinking of. And he came up with very nice concepts.
Yeah, it was, we were sure that we wanted to separate a lot the sky world and the land people and the animals and everything. And so all the world that lived in the sky needed to have some specific sounds that we didn't know even how it should work. So eventually we came up with some ideas, visual ideas, like I used some engravings by Gustave Doré that represents the biblical sky and stuff. And it was a good reference for him to imagine. Like I told him, how does it sound like a circle of angels and stuff? And he came with this.
Also, what happened is that there's music almost only when we are like the camera is from the cloud perspective, and there's no music when we are on the ground level. A spoiler alert: until there's a transition between the two worlds, and then the music comes from the sky to the earth.
What was the most difficult scene you worked on?
I think the first shot, which is a storm dying, was very challenging because the concept itself was difficult. We didn't know how to illustrate this concept. How would it would look like? How can we communicate that this storm is actually dying and it's not only like disappearing or I don't know, like different things. And we had to fit it in just one camera movement, and there was many things, many layers. So it was complicated from the storyboard to the layout, the background, till the animation, and even the compositing.
Yes, and it's the first shot of the film, but it was one of the last ones that we make, actually.
Yes.
What is your personal definition of animation?
I would say that it's putting emotions into lines, I would say.
To me, I will be very technical, maybe. It's like a bunch of techniques, very comprehensible techniques that allow you to create anything that you want to put in front of you or people. There's animation for you to do everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.